Welcome to Feminized. It's time for a show that turns the spotlight on the powerful women shaping cannabis culture. The cannabis industry is on fire and women are sparking it up. If you like the show, please subscribe. You can also subscribe to the Feminized podcast with Liz Grow on YouTube and Instagram. The future is feminized.
Hey, sis.
You're now listening to the Feminized podcast. Welcome to Feminized. Today's guest holds the powerful and I'd imagine sometimes stressful distinction of CFO of North America's number one edibles company, Wana Brands. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited to bring you today, Sandy Lee. Welcome to the show, Sandy.
Thank you, Liz.
So I'm so excited to meet you. I've had such the great fortune of really talking to a few women on the leadership team at Wana. And I just get more and more inspired with every story that I hear about how you all are building this company. So I'm just really excited to talk to you today.
Me too. It's women power, of course, and under the leadership of Nancy, of course, it's a great company to be with. I'm very glad to be CFO of Wana Brands.
Yes. So why don't we just jump right into it, Sandy? How did you get to Wana Brands and where did you get your start?
Sure. I came from Parallel, one of the largest MSO before joining Wana. And of course, just love like a lot of people. Love Wana, love the brands. Most important is love the people, especially Nancy, and who is co-founder, CEO for Wana Brands. That's attraction. I always see that a love attraction, end of the day, how that works, how I land at Wana Brands.
Yes. So it was just, you feel as though you were pulled to Wana Brands then from your last role. I mean, what was it about Wana that really drew you in?
There's quite a few factors drew me in. First of all, of course, it's people. I always see, again, without Nancy, without leadership, without the people who all work on behind the same Wana Brands, right? It won't be Wana Brands. Right. Second is the brands itself will carry the leadership, transparency, consistency, quality, innovation, and all this reflect on the brand's integrity. So end of the day, of course, when you put all this together, you get the best gummies, the edibles.
Absolutely. I mean, the best people and, you know, with the best processes and with the biggest, hearts. And when I say that, I mean, of course, it's a business. This isn't a, you know, charity, but it feels like that the heart is in the right place when it comes to Wana Brands. Whenever I've had, again, the fortune of having a conversation with somebody in a leadership position, you know, it's really about the patient and it's about the consumer.
Absolutely. For us, it's about what can we do to enhance people's life. And we speak of course, we talk about our core value. And one of them, of course, is innovation, right? We new product launchment or not, but end of the day is that what can we serve? What can we serve our customers? And how can we enhance people's life? How can we make the community a better place? And I'm speaking for Nancy, of course, I can probably mention her name 100 yes. times if you're on the call here. Mm-hmm. And that a big, kind heart. And, you know, look at her foundation, Wana Wellness, $50 million, give back to the community. What a better company can you find to be partnered with, to be work, to live your life? I'm very, as I said, grateful to be working for Wana.
It's just, I love that. That's just so inspirational. I bet as a CFO, I mean, obviously that is your job as chief financial officer is to know where every penny is going and being spent and how it's coming in. And I can't even imagine the spreadsheets, but just knowing how much money is going out to serve the community, you know. Tell me a little bit about what that means, I think, to you to serve the community, just knowing, I think, what you know about the cannabis industry, because you do have a very deep background in the cannabis industry. And maybe we should start there. How is Wana different than other places in the cannabis industry, maybe that you've worked with, or even the ones, you know, you've heard stories about?
Well, this space is still new faceless, right? So again, you'll have a growth pain when you get to the new space, even though it's not as new as a few years ago, but still, there's a lot of still, of course, we try to figure it out, especially without a safe. You know, again, people, we talk about a lot of legalization or not, but without access to legally access to the fund, of course, you know, everybody trying to do what a normally business cannot do, right? So that's what it really takes people, like Nancy, like everybody else, get to the space. It's not for everyone.
No. Right?
But it's for people. Like you're in the cannabis business, you know how that goes, right? What it make a Wana different? How's different for every company that have their own culture? I can't really speak for other company, but I feel, but when you find the right culture, right company, you know it. Mm-hmm. And because as a leadership team, I'm very happy that I'm being part of it to continue build this culture,
along
with other executive team. And another big part is that, you know, for us is that we're here, not just for short term. A lot of course, I won't see names or like people coming here for quick win. We come here for long-term sustainable growth and really build a solid, largest brand in the edibles of North America.
Yeah, I mean, you're building lifetime customers, you know, lifetime loyal customers. I knew that from the first time that I was just really so blessed by Shauna. I have to give a shout out to Shauna Selden McGregor. She's a Maverick PR, you know her, and Bree, of course. But years, maybe 3-4 years ago, Shauna was like, hey, Liz, I know that you're interviewing really, really awesome people in the cannabis industry. Would you like to go and see inside of Wana, inside of the, you know, the actual headquarters and meet Nancy Whiteman? And I was like, oh my gosh, like, yes. And of course you can imagine how nervous, you know, I was. And 4 years ago was a lifetime ago in cannabis. And Nancy was just making a huge name for herself, and we were in Boulder. And when I walked in and realized that she cared about why I used gummies. She wanted to learn about my preferences. And it was just like, oh my gosh, you have me for life, you know?
I'm back to visit, Liz.
Yeah, me too. And I've just been a massive fan ever since. Not only because of that, but closeness, but because of the product itself. As you said, you guys are continually innovating. You guys are first to market with the latest and most cutting edge technologies. And what I'm talking about are the quick onset technologies, because I feel like that is really what the consumer is asking for. It's not a lot of people have, you know, hour or two to wait around for a gummy to hit.
Right. That's why we get our formulations, the R&D, of course, I get a lot of research, right?
Yeah.
It's all a lot of behind the product you see on the shelf. It's a love, right? It's a care. It's you know, again, that's what you can tell that whenever I talk about a water, I'm just getting so excited.
Yes. I love it. Me too. I mean, that is a testament of the product, I think, too. That's how they want you to feel. It's how the brand serves you, I think, in many, many different ways. And being from Texas, I don't have access, unfortunately, to Wana products, but I do travel around, you know, California and Colorado being the main places where I get my Wana. And it's just exciting. And it's easy too, when a dispensary carries a product, I know that it's going to do what it says it's going to do. And that may sound cheesy, but it doesn't matter. It's like, that's real. It's the most consistent product I've ever had. So
I would say so.
Yes. So the cannabis industry has really been hit by macroeconomic challenges that have forced a lot of brands to take drastic measures or even close their doors. And these are even product, these are even brands with good products and customer bases. So I'm just really, I'd love to hear from you, Sandy. How do you think Wana has been able to mitigate this challenge?
Well, as you know, we're not immune to this economy challenge, but however, as what we do, we got to focus on what we are doing good. We talk about continue innovation, all the core value. We talk about quality, consistency, and innovation, and transparency, integrity, all this. And also we, during the downturn market, but also, you know, it's a great opportunity. When we think about the risk always goes with opportunity, you know, they are kind of go hand in hand, right? Mm-hmm. During this downturn, we see challenging time, we actually increase our investment in brand building. We invest, continue investing in serving our customer, serve, you know, core partner with our partners, and even better. So that's what we see. Of course, we also actively, of course, manage our expenses, right? We have to.
Yes.
And, you know, end of the day is that it's also give us a great opportunity to improve our system, our process, you know, all this kind of get great discipline so that we can monitor our progress. That's what we do. Of course, we can only can control what we are able to control.
Right, right. And there's so many variables and it's like, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
But that's why that's, you know, the importance of data, quality data and, you know, high volumes of it, which makes it good that you are North America's number one edible brand. I mean, I feel like the data that you must be, collecting from the different markets is just so rich. So, you know, a CFO for a cannabis brand, I mean, that's, it's a very big title. And because cannabis brands are so complex and they're seen as, you know, these billion-dollar companies, I mean, with endless possibility, you know, so I'd like to hear from you about what you think the biggest challenges are that CFOs are currently facing in this market.
Well, there are a lot of challenges on this. I would say top of three came in my mind would be first is the cash mm-hmm. flow management. It's going to be a tough year. Every company has to really watch closely about the cash flow. Second, I would say is AR collection and a working capital management. As you could imagine, more and more companies don't want to pay this on time or have a hard time to collect. And also working capital management is that, you know, how do you really have a faster, better turn on your working capital so that you can free some cash investing in some, of course, better return. The third one, Liz, I would say is retention and talent development during this tough time.
Mm.
So this kind of, I will give us three challenges.
Yes, all of those challenges, yeah, seem very difficult to get a handle on at the same time. And I think that's probably the biggest issue in cannabis just as a whole, speaking about it from someone who has the, again, great fortune of talking to business owners and small entrepreneurs and everything, you know, empire builders and everything in between. But there are so many moving pieces. Having a CFO in place who's just focused on the numbers is, I mean, finding a quality CFO who understands the cannabis industry, that's probably challenge, you know, number four, right?
I'll add that to the list.
Truly, truly. Do you see, how do you see the flow of CFOs from other industries coming into cannabis? Are you seeing it more and more? Are you What are your thoughts?
So my thoughts on that list is that, luckily, financial knowledge and skills are transferable. But however, end of day, all the numbers are not, it's beyond the numbers. It's not just say, hey, we just look at, of course, numbers, it's a story. They always see facts tell and stories sell, mm-hmm. right? So every single number represent a story, represent strategy, represent initiative, represent teamwork, represent a health, financial health of the organization. That's why I love numbers, but I love even more is behind, is beyond the numbers, is what all the whole thing, of course, the team put together and make it happen.
Wow. Yes, this, it's a story. The numbers, I love it. The numbers tell and the stories sell. That's awesome. So how can cannabis CFOs create more effective frameworks for measuring and predicting business performance?
So this is not different from other or traditional business. Every business have a framework. When I say, of course, a framework is, I would see, again, probably three things I would like to talk about. One is people. Second is process. The third one is a system. Well, you can tell of the three, people is the most important component, the puzzle piece of the framework. Without the people, the brand, the company, it become empty shell. Mm-hmm. That's why people, of course, bring all the energy, all the skills, all everything. What do we see? You know, from all this to the product, innovation, commercialization, to the product on the shelf, is about the people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Second, of course, we talk about is the process. Of course, as your company grow, at the beginning, of course, you make a decision on the fly. We always see cannabis, you build an airplane while you're flying, right? People hear about a new drink from fire hose or not. But end of the day, it doesn't matter. We all have the process to follow. Once you have a process, we can streamline, right? We can automate a lot of things. The third one, which is the last one, in the framework I would talk about a system. When you think about this, of course, we got people put a process together, but do we have solid, do we have a right system to support initiatives, strategy, make people, of course, can focus on more value-added work instead of course, doing a lot of manual work and keep it busy. But what people bring the value to the table? Mm-hmm. That's more important than just get work done with busy work. So yeah. That's kind of a framework, what I've been applied to, it doesn't matter cannabis or when I run my own business after college or when I work at the public company in a CFO role or even in investment banking, all this, right? Cannabis is all going to be the three component which I apply to the organization.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's you're absolutely right. It's all of these pieces. It's funny that you didn't mention product, because I think it's everything goes into the product. And if you have excellence in all three of those things, it's like, well, of course you're going to have an excellent product, whether it's a gummy or a water bottle or a camera. And I appreciate that. I always love talking to folks in finance, in cannabis, especially because it's just so real. Cannabis can be, it's an industry that draws people in because it's limitless and it makes you feel so good and it's a story and it's just romantic and glamorous in some ways, but CFO it's like it's about the numbers. So speaking of the numbers, we've all heard the news about Canopy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what can you tell us about how this news has affected your role as CFO?
Liz, I think that's you know, again, it's a great opportunity. The way I look at this is that we're not only be able to work for WANA, you know, with the leadership team, of course, know our true north, where we're going, we'll do what we continue to do good, but at the same time, get an opportunity to work with a larger public company. And not only that, we got a U.S., of course, a Canada, of course, have U.S. portfolio company, our sister companies, so that we can leverage one another. There are a lot of synergies, ecosystem that we could, you know, of course, learn from each other, right? We become even more powerful. I think that for me, it's for the team, of course, a great opportunity. And, you know, we're really looking forward to continue working with Canopy and also our U.S. portfolio company, sisters, brothers, all this.
Oh, I love that. I love to hear that. It just, it's all about, yeah, the partnerships and access to reach a, you know, a bigger customer base, you know, I think, and expand, you know, probably your portfolio of products. I mean, just imagine, I can only imagine the synergy there between WANA Brands and Canopy. And I couldn't have been more excited to hear that news. And I was just like high-fiving Nancy.
Great news.
Yeah, it was really, really great news.
Yeah, and more resource, right? So get a lot of resource, of course, from a Canopy and a resource, you know, from eco, you know, system. So right, it's end of the day, it's about a leverage, right? It's a leverage one another. And we always see that if you go, gonna use that C, I don't know that if I see this right, is if you run alone, you can run faster, but if you run together, you can run further. I don't, is that a saying, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an update. You're right. It's a partnership. It's, it becomes stronger and bigger and better.
Absolutely. Oh, I love it. So I guess moving forward, you know, WANA Brands is in, it feels like it's just a beautiful position. And when you look at WANA Brands and other cannabis companies but other edibles companies, it just like seems so stable and so supported. But of course you're going into new markets every day. And you're still building the business. So I'm just curious, how do you approach the financial strategy when taking into consideration both federal legalization and new states going adult use?
Wow, Liz, that's a $1 million question. I don't even know where to start. So I start with one, I'll get to another. First of all, federal legalization. I think no one for sure knows when that is going to occur. But fundamental, even before, after or not, we still have to build a solid operation. Mm-hmm. As I said, I have a long-term sustainable growth strategy. Second, about you asked about some market going to rec. Mm-hmm. So, of course, right now we are in multiple markets, but some markets, of course, are both rec and medical, some only medical. For us, is that how do we really create add value to our partners to support this partnership? Because the mutual benefits is a win-win situation. Mm-hmm. So for the market, of course, the market do whatever they do, but at the end of the day, of course, is how, of course, us, like give examples that are for the, we have so many markets that we may see more advanced than the market itself. That's data becomes really important. That's value, right? We can tell, of course, communicate with a partner. Right. What do we see from other market? That's a power, right? That's the power of being in so many markets that have so much, of course, you know, we're going to build this data warehouse, all this great, of course, this big numbers. You see, you can tell that I'm getting so excited.
I love it. I love
data analytics, right?
Yeah, so I would love to be a fly on the wall when you're analyzing them.
Right. And, you know, this company help us build a data-driven organization so that we can support our partnership. It doesn't matter if they go they're medical or rec or legal, federal legalization. At the end of the day, to us is, you know, continue to be excellence, continue to get a provide the best service we can.
Yes, I love it. I love it. It's, you know, while you are planning for the future and setting yourself up for the future, you're not taking your eye off the ball. I think of today and, you know, serving today's patients and customers and continuing to just do good. I love that. That's Juana. I can't wait to see what is in store for 2024. You know, not to speed through this year because it's only April. It's only the end. It's only the start of Q2. No, but I just, you know, it's exciting because it, you know, with the new partnerships and more and more markets and consumers discovering the brand, I just feel like there's going to be some really cool innovation coming out and can't wait to take advantage of that.
Yes, there are going to be more, of course, new products going to be on the shelf. Stay tuned.
Ooh, can't wait. Okay. So Sandy, before I let you go back to your day and, you know, the daily glorious grind of all of the things that you must do at Juana Brands, I have to ask you the feminized three. Okay. These are three questions that I ask all of my guests because I love the answers. So if you don't mind playing, question number one, Sandy, tell me, who is in your dream smoke circle? Three people, dead or alive, and they can be real or fictitious characters. And it doesn't have to be a smoke circle. It could be an gummy circle because Nancy did a gummy circle.
Love it. Love, what a great question this. Wow, actually that's a tough one. Three people. Well, I will see. How about this? I give you Jenner. I won't give a three because there's so many. If I just see one other, I feel like I left out some. Some people really want to be on the list.
Yeah,
I will see that. I would love to have a gummy party with the women who are really driven, confident, positive, hardworking, support one another. But end of the day, though, have to be really the women be able to, of course, have vessel love. You know, that love is medicine. I love, you know, I told her leadership, told Nancy, said, I probably have loved more than any other places in the past year when I'm on Juana.
Wow.
This is, again, speak of the brand, speak of the organization, and speak of the women working for the organization, and speak of women who actually support and help, like Shana right here, like speak of course, a lot of derivative business women in the business, our partners. And, you know, again, speak of our customers, of our female partners, our customers, but at the end of the day, they all come to my gummy party.
Yes. I love it. I'll be there. So this is my RSVP. Okay. Question number two is, I would love to know which women are inspiring you right now in cannabis?
Well, Lisa, did I tell you at the beginning of conversation, I said, I'm going to mention Nancy for 100 times. This is probably going to be the hundreds of times. There are a lot of women have inspired me to be a better person, better leader, better mom, a better wife, or whatever role we play. Mm-hmm. But current, there's one, of course, of the person on the top of this inspiration list. It is a Nancy.
Yes.
It is a Nancy, right? I don't have to tell you the reason everybody knows about this, but she has inspired me to do more and better and become a better leader, become a better human being. I put her on the top of my list.
I love it. She's, this isn't the first time she's been on the top of the list. To tell you, yes. We're lucky to have Queen Nancy.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So the last question, Sandy, is tell me what advice you would share with 13-year-old Sandy right now.
Whoa. Where should go back a 13-year-old? Well, if I had a chance to speak with a 13-year-old of Sandy, I would have seen Sandy relax, slow down to smell the roses.
Beautiful.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, also tell her to dream big. To dream big. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of any, of course, don't be afraid to take risks.
Yeah.
And write down your goals. I have this green pen. I'm still here. Come here. You with me. This is a guy from funny, this is coming from a professor from my graduate study from Booth. My professor told me that it won't happen if you don't write down. I carry time because they want to, of course, write down the goals, of course, you know, again, where we're going, even for the organization, we write down, we have our annual plan or not, write down, right? I told this, you know, of course, my 13-year-old son here, just, hey, dream big, write down your goals, and end of the day, take care of yourself, physically, of course, mentally, spiritually, financially, right?
Yes.
And be kind and help one another, especially help, you know, your women peers and mentor more younger generation. End of the day, of course, we're better together. Better together. So there's a lot of course. I could tell my 13-year-old, but I don't think a 13-year-old will take this advice.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, we're in a beautiful world, a beautiful space. Women can do so much more than what we think. It's all here. It's on our mind. We can achieve more. Can do more. We can help more people.
Oh, absolutely. Amen. Oh my gosh. Beautiful. I love that. 13-year-old advice is just the best advice, I think. Wow. So Sandy, I would love for you to come back, please come back on the show, and would love to hear updates and exciting things about where WANA is going, you know, certainly new products, new partnerships. But I feel so close to the brand, I think, that please know that Feminized is always a home for you or any other WANA woman who is just leading the charge, right?
Thank you, Liz. I look forward to it. Give you update. And of course, you know, it's a great journey.
Awesome. All right, Sandy, thanks so much again for coming on the show. And thank you for listening and watching. If you liked it, please go ahead and click subscribe so you don't miss out on any conversation. I mean, they're all great. There's all so much wisdom. We have so much to learn from each other. And of course, the gents can listen in too. There's no problem with that. But thanks again, y'all. And we'll talk next time. Peace.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
If you'd like more, subscribe to the Feminized Podcast on YouTube. Follow at Feminized with Liz Grow on Instagram. Special thanks to our sponsors, Moose Labs and Richards Rainwater. The Feminized Podcast is a Grow House Media production, created by Liz Grow, produced by Patrick Pope and Dennis Ray, with original theme music and audio mixing by Q at Q to King Productions in New Braunfels, Texas.